Soybean prices off the chart. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture, and we hope all of you are helping to celebrate National Agriculture Week this week. Well, as farmers prepare for another growing season, commodity prices across the board are hitting record highs. And without a new farm bill in place yet, there's still a lot of indecision among growers as to what they'll plant this year. Parks Wells is executive director of the Tennessee Soybean Promotion Board.
You know, we've gone from a $6 average price to $7, and then all of a sudden we go to this jump to $15. Unfortunately, farmers don't have ownership of beans at $15, and they're concerned about contracting the new crop. So we're concerned about all these different things.
Wells says here in Tennessee, farmers last year took a big hit from the drought, which reduced production to 17.5 million bushels. That's the lowest since 1965. And now farmers will be faced with much higher prices to consider as they try and decide between planting beans or corn.
We're very much concerned about the prices. These are uncharted areas. There's a lot of information that says the market shouldn't be quite this high, and we're waiting to see if the fundamentals play out. And we're just not in normal times again, but we're trying to address those issues. I mean, there are a lot of problems that deal with the shipping side of the market, the basis side. We're trying to address all these issues and be prepared for 2 or 3 years down the road.
And Parkswell says while farmers are being depended upon now more than ever for producing alternative energy sources such as biodiesel and ethanol, there's no doubt that has producers concerned about the market effect.
The soybean oil that we've been using for biodiesel that's been a part of helping get the markets up has the price has gone up over 60 cents a pound, and that's just, it's out of whack for us. So if we get too high prices, we're going to have problems in the ethanol industry and in the biodiesel industry.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.